I'm curious about how you follow your patients post-adjuvant therapy, how aggressively you use markers and scans, et cetera. I think I've been detecting a change in colon cancer compared to breast cancer where, you know, quote, you're supposed to wait until the patient's symptomatic, you don't work them up very much, don't do markers. In colon cancer, I'm hearing people talk more about aggressive follow-up, looking for curative disease. What are your thoughts on that?
I would agree. I think it's interesting. When I came through training in the mid-80s, we were taught to aggressively follow it up because 5-FU was our only therapy, and you wanted to catch that solitary liver met and resect it. And then I think during the 90s, we got a little more blasé about whether we could make an impact in those patients. Now with better drugs making an impact, I certainly feel like the tide is shifting. I get CEAs on those patients every couple months for the first couple years, and then we go out to 3 months and 4 months. So they come by, often get a lab visit at 2 months and see me at 4 months, kind of routine, chest x-ray at 6 months, depending on their disease. That's a group of patients I've even repeated a CT scan on. And then with a rise in the CEA, probably as big an impact as any place in medicine, the PET scan for that rising CEA in a colon cancer patient, picking up that early liver metastases has been interesting. Radiofrequency ablation, you know, smaller surgical techniques have also made us more enthusiastic about trying something like that in those patients. So it's really shifted. We are very aggressive in our clinic about following up the colon cancer patients.
Just out of curiosity, is that different than your approach in breast?
It is. I think in breast cancer, the follow-up for myself tends to be every 3 months, every 4 months, back it off. We've done the scans before we started adjuvant therapy. Don't repeat those unless there's symptoms. Some patients that are younger, higher risk disease, I do the CA15-3 or other tumor marker for follow-up. That's probably very 50-50 as to whether I follow that or not. It's ironic when you've got these women on an aromatase inhibitor or tamoxifen, I tend to not follow the tumor marker as well. I sort of feel like I'm doing as much as I can for them as it is and wait for a symptom or wait for some other abnormality to pop up.